clear direction at your local medical practice. With the NHS facing ever-increasing demand, efforts are being made to make people more aware of the options when visiting general medical practices. And as someone working on the front line of both primary and secondary care, Lindsay Jenkins is ideally placed to see the benefits of care navigation, directing patients to the most effective route for treatment or advice. For 4 days a week, Lindsay works as an assistant practice manager at St George's Medical Practice in Middleton St George, and also spends a day each week as an accident and emergency receptionist at Darlington Memorial Hospital. "It gives me a very rounded perspective because I see it from both sides," she says. "That's why I'm passionate about care navigation, because it's about doing what's best for each individual patient. Care navigation is about not only identifying the best source of care, but also freeing up appointments for patients whose best option is to see their GP. Lindsay is celebrating 20 years in the NHS, having previously worked in customer care for Morrison's supermarket. She was looking for a new challenge, and her focus is now on customer care in the NHS as a care navigator. Options she and other care navigators can recommend, as well as GPs, include advanced nurse practitioner, pharmacy, first contact physiotherapy, practice nurses, minor eye surgery, social prescribing, and health coaches. So, if someone comes to a general practice with a sore eye, instead of seeing a GP, it may be quicker and more appropriate to direct them to minor eye services offered by three opticians in Darlington. All local GP surgeries can also make appointments for face-to-face consultations with a physiotherapist, so patients get a more specialist assessment. A wide range of minor ailments can be treated by pharmacists. Care navigators at GP surgeries, like Lindsay, can help patients choose which pharmacy they attend before receiving a call confirming an appointment time. All local medical practices can also book patients into the GP Extended Access Service, providing appointments at weekends and evenings at the Primary Healthcare Darlington offices in Forsyth House in Woodlands Road. These are just a few of the wide-ranging options available to people attending their medical practice, says Lindsay. Care navigators are experienced people, with all the information they need at their fingertips, and it's their job to come up with the right solution. Following the pandemic, the NHS is under unprecedented pressure, and that makes it more important than ever to direct patients to more specialist care while also freeing up capacity for GPs. Having made the switch from the retail sector, Lindsay is also passionate about recommending careers in primary care. "I've never looked back from the decision I made 20 years ago when I had no previous experience in the health sector. Now I love it because it's so rewarding knowing you're making a difference to people's lives," she says. For information on job opportunities with Darlington Primary Care, go to www.primaryhealthcaredarlington.co.uk/job-vacancies.
Jobs Fair success. Almost 1,500 people attended the recent Jobs Fair at the Dolphin Centre, which coincided with National Apprenticeship Week. A wide range of jobs, training, support and advice was on offer from more than 70 organisations. There were opportunities for people of all ages, interests and backgrounds, with roles including fitness instructors, care workers, police, the armed forces, finance, retail and management. Our Learning and Skills and Youth Employment Initiative, YEI, teams were on hand to talk through the great range of training courses, apprenticeships and employment opportunities across the town. alongside our human resources and other departments. The job boards around the venue also featured many local vacancies. The new language and translation support hub was popular, and the free workshops from Google Digital Garage on CV skills and career goals and a workshop with Darlington Economic Campus on local opportunities within the civil service were well attended. A free jobs newspaper, supported by Tees Valley Combined Authority, was available on the day for people to take away and browse local jobs at their leisure. News update. The next jobs fair is set for Thursday, the 29th of June, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Dolphin Centre. Make a date in your diary and look for updates in local press and on our Facebook and other social media pages. Exhibitors, act now. Book your stand at the jobs fair as soon as you can. Last month's event was oversubscribed and we had to turn people down. To reserve your place or for inquiries, please email k.sherwen, that's S-H-E-R-W-E-N, at darlington.gov.uk.
How do roadworks work? One of the issues we hear about regularly from you is roadworks. Why are so many roads being dug up? Why are there so many temporary traffic lights? From repairs to the road surface, improvements to services and emergency fixes, there are many reasons why work is carried out. The services we all rely on, gas and electric, water, cable TV and broadband, all run under our roads. To repair, maintain or improve any of them means the road needs to be dug up, which inevitably means disruption and delay. There are also times when our own works to repair or maintain the road surfaces, streetlights and drainage will mean traffic lights or road closures. In the past, companies allowed to work on or under the road network could largely turn up when they wanted to, but since 2020, supported by the government, we've run a permit system where companies have to book their space on the road. The aim is to keep the roads flowing and in good condition while allowing companies access to maintain their services. While we can't turn down reasonable applications to dig up the road, we can and do ask companies to amend their plans to minimise their time on the road, to work outside peak times and to book larger projects during school holidays when there is less traffic. We also inspect the state of the road surface once it's been reinstated by a contractor. If it's not done right, we now have the power to call them back and make them do it again. There are a number of large projects taking place across the town at the moment to upgrade residential broadband and replace outdated pipes and cable networks, which are all having an impact on the number of roadworks. We're working to keep disruption to a minimum while also ensuring companies can keep our vital services safe and effective, and so that upgrades that will benefit us all can take place. Want to know what's happening to a road near you? Our interactive streetworks map shows every job affecting roads or footpaths in the town. Click on the symbol to find out who is doing the work, what the job is and how long it will take at streetworks.darlington.gov.uk.
New custody hub nets £10 million plus for the local economy. Contractors working on the creation of the new Durham Investigative Hub are celebrating a major new milestone after boosting the social and economic value of the project beyond £10 million. The Durham Gate development, which will include 48 modern cells, has been intentionally designed to improve opportunities, life chances and well-being for local people. County Durham and Darlington Police and Crime Commissioner Joy Allen set an ambitious goal to generate £6 million in social value through the scheme by securing local contracts, creating new jobs, and increasing opportunities for people to develop new skills. Long before the project's completion date, the development has surpassed its original aims, with more than £10 million now spent with local businesses in the Force area. These include MGL Group, based in Durham, Aspect Facades in Newton Aycliffe, and SCH Site Services in Newton Aycliffe. In total, more than £18 million of the overall contract has been spent in the North East. The project has also created new jobs and work experience placements, and the team has volunteered more than 150 hours with charities such as Dash and St Cuthbert's Hospice. Commissioner Allen said, "When we embarked on this project, I had every faith we would honour our pledge to make a difference. What I wasn't expecting was how quickly we would exceed our own expectations and build on our commitments with further support for our workforce and communities." This is an example of partnership working at its best and shows what can be achieved when public organisations work in tandem with the community and businesses to make their limited resources go even further. Once completed next spring, the hub will provide office space, interview rooms, space for crime scene investigations, evidence stores, virtual courts, CCTV, an energy centre, medical facilities and forensic examination rooms, as well as the new cells.
Shout out for sustainability. If you're a sustainable or eco-friendly company, a local producer, art and craft or wellbeing practitioner, there's still time to get involved in the Darlington Sustainability event on Friday the 2nd and Saturday the 3rd of June, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. A wide range of businesses and organisations have already signed up to the two-day event, which will include stalls, exhibitions and interactive activities, all with a sustainable theme. The event will offer a unique opportunity for businesses to showcase to the public how they are working towards being more sustainable, and in some cases, carbon neutral, by reducing waste and energy usage. Not-for-profit organisations, nature groups and local community groups are also invited to come along. The event will take place in Central Hall at the Dolphin Centre, with outdoor space for stalls in the Market Square. If you are interested, please email eventsteam@darlington.gov.uk. There's more detail of our work to become carbon neutral at www.darlington.gov.uk/sustainable. Spring may be around the corner, but there's still a chance of frost and frozen water, which can be a real danger. Following the deaths of four boys who drowned after falling through ice on a lake in Solihull in December, an emergency meeting of our Open Water Safety Group was held to see what we could do to help prevent such a tragedy here. We organised increased patrols by police and civic enforcement officers, shared advice on social media, sent safety information to schools, and installed warning signs near potential danger spots. Much of the new signage includes What Three Words guidance, allowing 999 services to pinpoint exactly where an incident has happened. Water safety tips. Stay away from the edges of rivers and ponds. They may be slippy. Never walk on ice-covered ponds or rivers. You don't know if it will support you. If someone falls in, don't go in after them. Half of all ice-related drownings involved an attempted rescue. If someone falls in, ring 999 immediately. Try to reach them from the safety of the bank using a piece of clothing, a pole or long branch. Keep dogs on leads when you're near water.
Day in the Life. Trading Standards and Animal Health Manager Dawn Taylor. I started working for the Council as a Fair Trading Officer in 2000 and took over as Trading Standards and Animal Health Manager in 2016. I love my job. No 2 days are the same, and I'm lucky to manage such a great team with a can-do attitude. The best part is that I don't just manage the service, I get out there and do the job too. It's very rewarding to be able to make a big difference, to protect consumers, help businesses trade fairly, and tackle rogue traders. Unfortunately, there are not enough hours in the day to achieve everything I'd like us to achieve. We work closely with our council colleagues, the police and other agencies to ensure what we do fully supports our local community. Ensuring the playing field is level for businesses who work hard to comply with the law is a key priority. We aim to achieve this by focusing our attention on those who sell illegal or unsafe goods, preventing underage sales and tackling rogue traders who deliberately cut corners and mislead their customers. We want to help make our town a great place to live, shop and work. Our farming community and those who supply them are also an integral part of the local economy, and our team supports them as best we can. Many people don't realise Trading Standards also looks after livestock health and welfare. We are a visible presence at the local cattle mart, providing on-site advice and dealing with any issues as they arise. Our team's work is extremely diverse, and as manager, it's up to me to ensure we concentrate our efforts in areas of the greatest need and where we can have the most impact. We rely on intelligence, which we actively gather from all manner of sources, including residents, to help us to target our work. Our aim is to protect consumers and businesses by promoting a safe, healthy and fair trading environment. We also have an important role to play in helping build business confidence and supporting growth. You can find out more about the work of Trading Standards and how to report concerns at www.darlington.gov.uk/Trading Standards. Please help us keep our community safe and fair. If you see anything unscrupulous, please report it.
Make sure your dog is microchipped and tagged. Dog owners are being reminded to get their pets microchipped or face a fine. In two recent cases, owners were ordered to pay a total of £876 in fines and costs after failing to get their pets chipped. By law, any dog over 8 weeks old must be microchipped, and you could be fined up to £500 if your pet is unchipped or your details are not up to date. Dog breeders are responsible for ensuring puppies are microchipped. A vet can check if your dog is microchipped, and some animal charities and organisations offer the service for free. Your dog must also wear a collar and tag with your name and address on when in a public place. You can also add your phone number so you can be contacted if your dog is found. Find out more at www.darlington.gov.uk/community safety. Governor training. Did you know we provide school governors with comprehensive training so they can carry out their role? Each school term, the programme includes training on Ofsted inspections, inductions for new governors, training on keeping children safe in education, as well as a range of new courses. All courses are available to governors from schools who have purchased our annual training programme or can be accessed on a pay-as-you-go basis at £72 per governor per course. All briefing and training sessions are held virtually via Microsoft Teams, except for the induction for new governors, which takes place in the town hall. details of courses are available at www.darlington.gov.uk/governor-training. If you are a school governor and would like to attend a course, please check with your school before booking, then email governors@darlington.gov.uk.
Teesside International Airport. Fly Teesside to the places you love. Attalia, Bourges, Faro, Dalaman, Amsterdam, Northern Lights, Mallorca, Alicante, Corfu, Jersey, Aberdeen, Lapland. From famous brands and independent local producers to holiday essentials and even a luxury spa, you'll be surprised with what Teesside Airport has to offer. Bannatyne's Spa, World Duty Free, House of Zena, Linthorpe Pharmacy. Connecting you to worldwide destinations, connecting you to Mediterranean fly cruise. Visit www.flyteesside.co.uk for more information. Darlington Borough Council say get results at the Dolphin Centre. Call 01325 406 000 or visit www.healthydarlington.co.uk. I'm enjoying free childcare. Is your two-year-old? Check your child's eligibility for up to 15 hours a week. Just have your national insurance number to hand and go online www.darlington.gov.uk/childcare checker. Or you could email pfis@darlington.gov.uk or call Darlington Families Information Team on 406222 and ask for option 7. Learning and Skills Darlington. Maths, English and ICT qualifications. Are you aged 19 plus and need an English, maths or ICT qualification to progress at work, assist with your studies or help you find employment? You can study with Learning and Skills for free. 2 to 3 hours classes per week, online and classroom-based sessions, accredited qualifications, free from start to finish. For more information, call 405 601 or text 07932 869 325. Email l&s@darlington.gov.uk or go on the web and find www.darlington.gov.uk/learning-and-skills.
This audio edition of One Darlington has been recorded by Darlington and District Talking Newspaper.